about how we got the idea for this message and where the inspiration really came from.
Oh no, this picture from Breakaway somehow found its way into this PowerPoint. Oh my goodness, if you could please direct your attention to Kevin Craycraft. He's in the back right corner, if you can't see him. Probably our most photogenetic youth leader. But anyways, we got the inspiration for this message from a speaker that we heard at Breakaway, which is a youth retreat that we go to every year in Erie, PA.
What we'd like to start out with is just give you a rundown of what the world views identity as. And as teenagers, I feel like we get this this lecture a lot about trying to find your identity and find who you are in the world. But I really think that this is a message that applies to everyone because no one is really truly secure in themselves. So I think this applies to teenagers and adults. The world tells us that there's this massive process that you have to go through in, as you live your life, as you become an adult, you have to find this thing called your identity, which is basically some mixture of feeling comfortable and not feeling awkward in situations. And you're trying to find this weird comfort zone where you can conform to how everyone else is. The overall goal, they tell you, is to feel good about yourself without sticking out in general.
So what is identity? The secular world would define identity as how you perceive yourself and how others perceive you, and it remains the same under different circumstances. But what the world tells you about identity is that you want to perceive yourself, but you want others to perceive you also, but you don't want you to perceive yourself too much because that's egocentrism, and then you don't want others to perceive you too much because then you stand out too much. So perceive yourself, but don't have others perceive you too much.
And as you can see, it becomes a little bit complicated. But as I said before, there's this struggle for identity, and it's usually associated with teens. Because, you know, we're growing and we're becoming adults, and, you know, here's another change, why don't we throw it on you now? And there's a certain pressure that society is telling us that we need to find our identity right now. But you don't want to embarrass yourself. Find yourself, but don't embarrass yourself. And it becomes this paradox, as we kind of hinted to before. Be yourself, but be just like everyone else and don't stick out. So one of the main themes of the message at Breakaway from the speaker, Nathan Edwardson, was identity is the greatest battle of your life. And I think that really sums it up, that identity really is a battle in today's society, or that's how it's perceived at least.
So you might be thinking to yourself, how the heck does this apply to the Bible? Well, I'm sure you've all heard the story of David and Goliath a million times in Sunday school, VBS, various church-related things. So now you're going to hear about it one more time. We've picked out three verses from the story that we thought would apply to the theme of identity, which the first says, David was the youngest. The second says, then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. And David said, I cannot go in these because I am not used to them. And then thirdly, then he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine.
So we just want to break this down for you verse by verse. The first one that we selected was David was the youngest. And what is basically being implied with this verse is that society saw David as not good enough. And honestly, that's how we perceive that. When someone is young, they're not capable of much. You know, they're not themselves yet. They haven't found their identity. That's how society sees it. But one of the misconceptions associated with David and Goliath is that when people say that David was this little kid, he wasn't teeny. He was probably Laura's height. So not a completely invalid person, but when you compare that to Goliath over here, it's still kind of an uneven matchup. So that's what they're getting at with this verse. But where the title comes from, God gave David a calling, and regardless of the fact that David was the youngest child in his family, God grew David's character to match that calling. So God shows us our calling and then grows us to match that. David didn't let others' viewpoints bother him. He didn't let that hold him back. You know, people probably saw him and he was a little embarrassed, a little afraid, but he didn't let that hold him back because he knew that fighting this giant was God's calling for him, and he had to do that. He didn't let the fears or the embarrassment stop him, and he found his own identity in this because God had already given it to him.
The second verse talks about when Saul gave David this bronze helmet and all this armor and stuff that he was supposed to wear to go fight Goliath, because he's like, you know what, this kid needs some help, you know, I'm going to give him some armor. But David was like, you know, he was so secure with his own identity, he already knew who he was and what God already gave him, and he wasn't comfortable in the armor because that wasn't who he was and he didn't need it. He wasn't content with falling into the shadows of others and using what others may have needed in that situation. And he set out to make his journey his own. And the main theme of this message is that God gives us what we need. He used what God already gave him and nothing more to fulfill his plan.
And I think in addition to that, this verse is really metaphorical. The armor represents what society wants us to be and what they picture us as. But that isn't always what fits us. God already has given us what he wants to use with us, and we don't need what society tells us we need. Then the final verse is, then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, with a sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. So something that I picture here that's really interesting is the conversation going on between David and God right now. David is still confident because he knows God is on his side, but at the same time, he's approaching this massive giant saying, you know, God, this is a little crazy. All I have are 5 stones and a sling, and this is what you want. And God says, exactly, that's exactly what I want to use. Those are the tools I've given you, and that's exactly what he wants to use with you. And the same can be applied with everything that he's given us. We have talents and gifts and even things that appear to be weaknesses, and that's exactly what God has given us to change the world through our lives. David was secure in his identity because he used exactly what God has given him, which was his own identity. We don't have to find it. God has already given it to us. We just need to be confident enough in it. And that's where the message he shows us and grows us comes from. God has already shown us and given us our identity. We just have to be confident enough to use it and wear it. So don't be consumed with the size of your problem, like Goliath here. Be consumed with the size of your God going against the problem.
This verse is actually not from the section where David and Goliath is found. It's actually from the chapter before it, but it really just sums up everything that we were trying to convey here. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
So just to go over the themes that we covered in this message, don't fear the world. They have nothing that they can offer you. You want to stand out. So despite the fact that they tell you, you don't want to be awkward, you don't want to be that weird guy standing out over there, you know, you want to be that guy, because if that's what God's calling you to do, then you've got to follow through with it. Your identity is something that God has already given to you. You don't need to find it. There is no identification process. God has already given it to you. You just need to be confident enough in it. God has given you exactly what you need. Your talents, your gifts, your weaknesses, that's exactly what he wants to use in your life to change the world. God will show you exactly what he wants to do with you. You just have to be confident in your identity that he's given you. You are never not good enough, so be bold and stand out. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being here today. God, thank you for your presence in this room. I pray that this message would not be wasted and that it would apply to those here in the room today. God, I pray that you would be with them as they go out into their lives and hopefully apply this. God, they are not good enough for you. They are exactly what you want them to be. We are all exactly what you need us to be. We have what you need. We just need to be confident enough to use it. Amen.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to close this morning with My Faith Has Found a Resting Place.